Oh my God, that was amazing. Wow. Oh God, Barron's Whitfield and the Savages here live on WFMU. Wow, that was amazing. What an honor. Guys, all right, I'm going to back announce your songs. You guys catch your breath, okay? And we just heard Bip Bop Bip, Ship Sailed at Six, Willie Mam, Big Mammoth, Bloody Mary, and Ramblin' Rose, all from Barron's Whitfield and the Savages here live on WFMU.
I have to correct you. Big Mammoth.
Big Mammoth. So, and I'm overmodulating. Getting corrected by the engineers. I'm getting corrected all of the... all right, guys. This is the original Savages lineup, more or less, right? You have to say.
I would say more.
This is...
That's about it.
And it's the triumphant return of Barron's Whitfield and the Savages to New Jersey.
Yeah, I would have to say back to Jersey Shore.
And all right, so, okay, why don't you guys introduce yourselves then and tell us what instruments you play.
Okay. I'm Barron's Whitfield, and I doo-wop, sing.
I'm Phil Linker, and I play the bass guitar.
Hey, Andy Jody. I play drums.
And Peter Greenberg, I play guitar.
There you go. Clap out there in Radio Land.
Oh, and I know they're definitely clapping along in their radios and on the intranets. So you guys are playing tonight.
Yeah,
at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. Early show, you're gonna be on 8:30 sharp, I hear tell.
That's what they say, sharp. I guess, yeah.
I know that you guys drove all the way down from Boston, and you made it here before I did. I'm quite impressed. So
we are too.
We tried to leave before Bobby Valentine became manager of the Red Sox.
Oh, wait, you know what?
It's too late.
Yes. Okay, so you guys have a new album out, which is fantastic. Savage Kings, everybody. It's on Munster Records and... Shake It Records, like one's on vinyl. The Munster is on the CD and the Shake It is on the vinyl, right? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they're both on vinyl. Munster, the vinyl that you probably won't see that much because it's rare.
And it's in Europe only.
It's in Europe only. But I think you can get it here in the States. It's distributed here.
The Munster's on CD.
But you probably, well, I won't say this, but I'll just say the American vinyl has more character.
Okay.
They won't hear this back in Spain. If they do, well.
Well, this is all.
Oh, they're probably here.
Broadcast all over the world.
Well, Spain's got its own thing, you know, and America's got its own thing. So let's put it that way.
Exactly. Right. It just means they have to buy both versions.
Right.
That's
they
right.
have to have both versions.
Different cover art.
Yeah, different cover. But
will you be selling any of that tonight at Maxwell's?
Yes, we will.
Oh, awesome. Nice. So all the collectible vinyl and stuff like that, you'll be selling that too?
Oh yeah, I think the American one comes with a digital download for you people who can't help but not have your iPods. You need them or something. I don't know what it means.
MP3.
For you people with MP3s, you people with record players, God bless you for the wonderful work you're doing for
record
our
people. Players.
Hey, vinyl. Yeah, we have the Shake It pressing on vinyl and we have the Munster seat.
We have the Shake It pressing on vinyl and the Munster CDs and the Ace Records reissue of the first album, which all came out this year.
So I just want to I know you literally have to get to Max's in an hour. And so sound check.
Yeah, the boss is here. He's looking at his watch.
I know. I know. He's going to crack the, you know, the proverbial wet noodle. So, but just to briefly tell everybody how you guys started out and how that all came about and then the incarnation over the years and then how we ended up now reuniting after so many years, the original lineup. Then.
Well,
oh, boy.
I'd have to do it real quick. Listen up, folks. Peter Greenberg found me in a record store, twirling, sweating. He actually did the same thing a couple of times. Got us together, went to his house. Had a lovely meal, played records all night. Next thing you know, I was shanghaied and put into Barron's Whitfield and the Savages with Phil Linker. And at the time, we had a guy named Howie Ferguson, who was at Real Kids. And yes, yes. Yes, we must. And we had Steve LeGrae as well on sax. And that was it, man. It just happened. It happened in Boston. Then we came to New York. And I took one look at James Chance from the from James White and the Blacks. And I said, I can kick his butt.
Okay.
And I did. But I said butt, didn't I?
Absolutely.
Thank
did.
You. Hey, but anyway, and then that's how it was, and we parted ways, but you know, left. Peter left the group in '86, and Phil left later on, and then I was left to do the toiling and sweating of doing other things. But then we got back together again, 30 some odd years later, to put out the Savage record on Ace Records. Was a reissue that's out now. And one thing led to another. It led us to Taos, New Mexico, played some gigs, and next thing you know, we're sitting here at FMU. There you go.
Yeah, all right. So this new record, right, Savage Kings, right, this is like a new incarnation, right?
Yeah, I would say so. It's all new songs. No new looks, same sweat, same rock and roll that you got 30 years ago, where people now, we played Boston last night and all we saw was people that looked like from the Village of the Damned. Their eyes were glowing, their mouths were foaming at the mouth going, where have you been, oh mighty ones? You know? So we hope tonight at Maxwell's the same thing will happen.
You want a Whitfield Zombies there. Is that Savage Zombies?
Savage Zombies, yeah. Next record could be.
Savage Zombies.
There you go, perfect.
He instructs the audience as to what they're supposed to do.
That's right.
Throughout the show.
Throughout the show.
All right, so to reiterate, everybody, Barons, Whitfields, and the Savages, the original Savage lineup, more or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reunited. Have a new recording, which is fantastic. It is a great record.
Thank you. That is an amazing record.
Savage Kings out on Munster and Shake It Records.
Right.
And they're playing tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. Early show, people. 7:30 is the Mighty Fine, and 8:30 sharp, I hear tell, is the Barons, Whitfield, and the Savages. And I do have a pair of tickets you're going to give me to give away. Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm. So it's early enough that people can eat dinner and get their tails over here to rock and roll tonight.
So I just want to say, any lucky people in the New York, New Jersey area that can get over to Max's, like in the next few hours, you should definitely, or actually if you live in Boston, you got 4 hours to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is like a legendary lineup, and it's a pretty amazing happenstance that we have them appearing here on WFMU. Again, like so many people, you crawling out of the woodwork, were like, I can't believe you're going to have Barons, Whitfield, and the Savages. Like, people that you wouldn't even think are into your type, like weird experimental art punk type people. Oh, I love Barons, Whitfield, and the Savages. So, I'm just for, you know, just like as a an aside, very, very influential, very, you know, kind of a seminal, kind of revitalizing the R&B crazy.
All I can say tonight is a happening. You either be there or be square. That's all.
Yeah, all right. Be there or be square. That is tonight. Barons, Whitfield, and the Savages tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. 7:30 is going to be Mighty Fine. And 8:30, Barons, Whitfield, and the Savages. Sharp, right? Early show. And you know what? Thank you so much, Barons, Whitfield, and the Savages, for coming down. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you very much.
So amazing. We're so honored to have you here. And I really want to thank awesome engineers Mike Sitt and Stu Rutherford, doing a great job. And you know what? Thanks a lot. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say thank you for having us here on WFMU here. And it's a pleasure. It's been an honor to sweat in the building that sweats out all the great music.
Yeah, all right, woo! Barons, Whitfield, and the Savages, everybody, get you aces down to Maxwell's tonight. Early show, this is your one and only chance. Thanks a lot, guys. Now they got a loadout and get to the club. And You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. I'm Terry T. here with you until 6 p.m. We're going to have a tickets giveaway very shortly in about 10 minutes. And then coming up at about around 5 or maybe a little sooner, we're going to have live music from Austin band Cruddy. God, it's a crazy show. I'm going bananas. And Terry T. here with you until 6 p.m.